said, fuck that girl that's messing with my head. I don't need her. I don't need her. Every girl I used to love is now my ex. And I blame her. Yeah, I blame her. She bad news, got a rep for it. Relationships got no respect for it. And I'd be damned if I get a little lucky and she move out of the city, I've been praying for it. She's scheming on the low. I swear that this girl got me tripping and she knows. She done this shit before, heard it from a bro. That's the reason why we don't fuck with her anymore. Man, this shit is straight awkward when you show up, cause I ain't about us. And even back when you told me that you wanted me, yeah. I had a girl back then. Should've just hit it, but I'm glad that I didn't.
Yeah.
The only problem right now is I keep thinking, what if I did it? I said, fuck that girl.
I gotta let this ride some more.
My head.
Fuck her.
I don't need her.
I don't need her.
I don't need
her. Alright, what's going on, family? I'm here. Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as Tariq Elite, also known as King Flex. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in live on Ustream. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. What we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to get into some ism right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show, family.
Have you ever had ideas on how to build something or create something, but you just didn't know how to bring it to market? Well, you need to check out the brand new book called The Aha Moment, The Guide to Creating a Game Changer by Core, the author. Now, this book gives you a step-by-step tutorial on how to create an idea, nurture that idea, and bring that idea to market. Now, you can check out the book at facebook.com/CoreyTheHustler, and you can also get the book, The Aha Moment, at amazon.com. The Aha Moment, The Guide to Creating a Game Changer by Corey, the author.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I'm your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Family, don't forget, I'm going to be in the Bay Area on January 30th. I want to see all of California in the place. I want all the SoCal people to go up to the Bay. I want all the SacTown people to come down to the Bay. That's January 30th at the Black Repertory Theater. I'm going to be dropping some hot heat for the town. You can get your tickets at TarikLive.com. TarikLive.com. And also, I'm going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's February 6th. That's a Saturday. I'm going to be dropping the hot fire there too, family, in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to see Cleveland there. I want to see Columbus there. Get your tickets at TarikLive.com for the Ohio lecture, family. It's going to be off the chain. Now, a lot of people are trying to book me for lectures 2016. Now, they want to bring me back down there to Texas, and I found out they want to bring me down to Houston, and it was some promoters hit me up, and they were ready to put down a deposit, and they were checking with the venue, and then they called the venue and they said that somebody booked me already. I'm like, whoa, no they didn't. And that's another thing, you promoters out there, don't go around, if you haven't made a deposit, you haven't broken bread, don't go around saying that you didn't book me if it ain't confirmed. That's a no-no. If you haven't broken bread and you put a deposit down, you have not booked me. So be very weary of that, because cats who are ready to break bread, they're trying to make a booking, and now y'all done blocked them, so we can't have none of the funny business. So I just wanted to put that out there. But I'm going to have a great time out there in Ohio. I had a great time when I was out there last time. I just did a lecture in Toledo a couple of months ago. Well, last month, actually. So I'm going to have a good time out there with the family. And it gave me a little temporary break from working on Hidden Colors 4. I've been racking my brain getting Hidden Colors 4 ready for the family. It's coming along good, but it's a long, tedious process. But, you know, you guys want to see the finished product. So that's all that matters. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that a lot of folks are like, hey, we need Hidden Colors 4. We need you to hurry up. Man, if you only knew the process. Remember, man, these documentaries, they have a lot of images in them. There's a lot of images in these documentaries. And with these images, we got to get them cleared. We got to get the right image. We got to do a lot of research to make sure the dates are right. So it's a lot of research that goes into every image that you see. And I got some thorough cats, man. I got this cat over from England, Robin Walker. I really, really want you guys to peep this brother's books. This brother drops so much hot fire in his books. And I'm going to be doing a lecture over there in England. Also, when we do the Hidden Colors premiere, it's going to be me and Robin Walker chopping up games. So that's going to be a very big event out there in England. So we got good things popping. And again, if you guys want to book me for lectures, man, hit me up at TariqLive.com. That's my lecture site. That site has all of my lecture information, all my booking information. So we got a lot of stuff popping for the new year. Family. And I see the phone lines are lit up already. Remember, the phone number is 818-850-5404. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. And I got some real fly stuff, man. I got some video game stuff that's coming out in 2016. 2016 is going to be a doozy. It's all about melanoid empowerment. It is the age of empowerment. And that's why my lecture tour is called the Age of Empowerment Tour. Because we're going to bring the empowerment game in on fleek. We got to stop playing, and we're going to have to circle our wagons with melanoid people who are on the empowerment mindset, because the coon train is running off the damn tracks. The bedwinch boat is afloat like never before. Ratchet railways it's in full effect. So we got to start circling our wagons and getting around melanoid people with the same mindset. That's why I want to see all my Bay Area people in the place. We need to get all those people with the empowerment mindset in the same spot so we can vibe together and you can coordinate with each other. And that's the theme of today's show. Today's show is about coordinating your system. And that's our thing. We got to start coordinating our system. And you coordinate by getting a code. That's all coordination really is. It's really about getting a code. And we're going to have to start leaving the coons, the bedwinches, the ratchets, the dusty niggas, all of that stuff. For the new year, we got to have a melanoid new year resolution. We got to cut the ratchetness, dustiness, cut that out of our perimeter. And y'all know what I want to do for 2016, for the new year. I want to have an actual Coon Train Award show, because we got to coordinate our system, family, and the coons have run amok, so we have to have a mechanism in which to shame and reprimand the coons. And Brother Claude Anderson and those guys talked about this. They had a Sambo, I think it was a Sambo Award, that they used to have in Detroit. All the sellouts, they would give the sellouts awards. They would have like an award ceremony back in the day, like a Sambo Awards. Family, we need to get, for 2016, the first annual Coon Train Award. I'm serious as a heart attack. What we do, we get a studio somewhere, you know, get the green screen. I can get a female co-host. Just get somebody to host it or whatever. And what we do, we commemorate all the coons of the year. And that lets people know and just really blow it up and just let people know if you're going to show out, you're going to get one of these damn awards. We're going to have to start shaming the fuck out of these coons. We're going to have a lifetime butter biscuit award for them. We need to have the biggest coon in sports, the biggest coon in politics, the biggest coons on YouTube, the biggest coons in radio. Have different categories. Biggest coon in a daytime series. That shit will blow up, and we need to do that, family. I've been thinking about that idea. We gotta hold these coons accountable. The coons are just running amok, man. And they sabotage all of our progress. Whenever white supremacy is about to fall by the wayside, or it's starting to chip away, these coons are running, giving it lifelines. So that's something, man. Chop up game with me if y'all want to be a part of the Coon Train Award, if y'all want to help with the production of that, and if y'all have some ideas of how we can put it together. Y'all throw some ideas at me, and we can, like, have it going, like, streaming live. Live on Ustream. We could stream it live on Ustream, but do it, like, real fly, though. Make it a real production, like in a green screen studio. Yeah, the best supporting bed wench. Yeah, I'm looking at the chat room. The best supporting bed wench, the whole nine. The whole nine. We highlight, you know, we show highlight clips of coon behavior. But I digress, family. Let me get one call real quick before I get into some ism. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, this is Ben from Tacoma, Washington.
Hey, you're from Tacoma, man. Sound like, yeah, I know it rains a lot up there in Tacoma, and sound like it's raining on your phone, boy. What kind of phone you got, man?
Hey, I got that Note 4, man. New Christmas present, so, you know, I'm just need to shout out.
This nigga got a G-Money New Jack City phone and shit. like you about to buy you a kilo of cocaine from the Cash Money Brothers and shit. What's going on, man? What's happening with you?
Yeah, I was calling about that Bill Cosby situation, man.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that, fam?
Man, my thoughts is this, man. I think Bill Cosby should use the same defense that Ethan Couch is using, saying he was too rich to know better.
Yeah.
So I think he killed four people and say he was too rich to know better. I think that Bill Cosby should be able to rape a couple people.
They'll throw the book at his ass, though. But yeah, thanks for the call, brother. I can't deal with that raggedy phone, man. I don't know. It's a damn new millennium. We got fucking spaceships out there. And motherfuckers got rovers on Mars, and niggas' phones is still raggedy. That kills me. But speaking about a space, by the way, now y'all know my last show, I talked about Star Wars and the systematic racism within Star Wars. And the nigga nerds and the coons, they got upset with me. They were like, oh, Tariq, you're reaching. Ain't no racism. Oh, it's just a movie. Stop looking for racism everywhere, Tariq. Oh, no. It's gonna get better next time. Ain't no need to worry what tonight is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. You know, all that old slave talk. They were all upset with me. Now, George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, just did an interview that came out today. It has made the rounds. And George Lucas said, you know, he sold the franchise to Disney, and he was doing an interview, and he was saying, out of his mouth, he said, you know, I sold it to white slavers. I don't agree with the direction of it. And he used the word white slavers. Because he knows that shit was wrapped in systematic white supremacy. And he was like, look, I had nothing to do with it. That's the white slavers that I sold it to. I didn't have anything to do with it. So now, all you nigger nerds, all you coons, so is George Lucas, the creator of the series, is he reaching to? Basically saying the same thing I was saying. Y'all attack me with your nigger nerd energy. So is George Lucas reaching too when he's pointing out the white supremacy in the series? Y'all go troll him a little bit. Let me get another call. We got some Atlanta people calling. Got to get back down to Atlanta. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tyreek?
What's up, fam? Who is this?
What's up? My name's Sir Major, man. I'm a young actor out of Atlanta, Georgia, man. I'm listening to the show right now. And I wanted to chime in on the Bill Cosby situation, bro.
Go ahead. What's on your mind? What do you think about that?
So listen, man, this is merely a smear campaign, and this is to divert the attention of the no indictment verdict on the Sandra Bland and the Tamir Rice situation. And so this is what they're trying to do to smear and divert our attention away from that.
Yeah, I agree, brother. I agree, man. Thank you for the call. My man has a point, family. See, the thing is, family, y'all got to understand this. White supremacy, they will shift focus when things get too hot for white supremacy. When things get hot for white supremacy, they know how to shift focus fast. The white supremacists, they don't like taking L's. I told y'all that. The white supremacists, they don't take L's lightly. And when they start taking L's, the name of the game is to shift focus. So when people were talking about Trayvon Martin and all of that stuff, after a while, people start in the dominant society, start talking about the knockout game and all that stuff. They made up a crime and started accusing black people of that. That knockout game stuff. Whenever we talk about systematic white supremacy harming black folks, y'all know the go-to deflection is always, what about black-on-black crime? That's their favorite go-to deflection. So now they take it a step further and promote not just black-on-black crime, but just black perceived crime, period. They start focusing on black perceived crime, period, to take them out of the hot seat. Same thing with the Freddie Gray situation. Or let's go back further. Y'all remember with the situation with Imus. When Imus sat up there and called black women nappy-headed hoes, the white supremacists, they coordinated their system, because part of the system of white supremacy is not to let another white person take an L because of a black person. That's why we say the white supremacists don't get fired, they just get transferred. That's part of white supremacist culture. They never let white supremacists take an L or get harmed or fall off because of a black person. They always have a way to give them a lifeline. And one lifeline is to get the heat off them by deflecting onto something else. And with Imus, that whole situation, what they did, the white supremacists, they use their media. And also what they do, they have a whole team of a Negro Shaming Committee. That's what I call it. The Negro Shaming Committee is usually these little dusty ass pretend black feminists that you see online. It's only a handful of them, but that's the Negro Shaming Committee. They were in full effect earlier today with the whole Bill Cosby thing. So anybody who points out white supremacy, the Negro Shaming Committee will start saying, hey, are you condoning rape? Why are you trying to protect Bill Cosby? Why are you trying to protect R. Kelly? Are you trying to promote rape? Yeah, that's the Negro Shaming Committee who works for white supremacy. But again, with that whole Imus thing that happened some years back, when Imus called those black women nappy-headed hoes, those black female basketball players, he got the hot seat for a minute, and then the focus shifted on black rappers. They blame black rappers. They said, well, the reason Imus said it is because black rappers be saying it. Bullshit. And they had all these discussions about black rappers using the word hoe. And Imus got his job back, basically. And also remember, during the Freddie Gray trial, or the Freddie Gray situation in Baltimore, they started the media, I'm talking the media now, they started taking the focus off the cops that killed Freddie Gray and started putting out stories about the Bloods and the Crips and the BGFs are all going to get together to get cops. Then they start talking about perceived black criminality, which that whole situation turned out to be a complete farce. The Bloods and the Crips and the BGFs, they were not coordinating against the cops. The cops used that in order to justify getting all those federal tanks and those federal resources and those military weapons out there. Got it? So the white supremacists, they will always shift focus off of themselves whenever they get in the hot seat or whenever they start taking L's. And during the last couple of weeks, the white supremacists, they've been taking some major L's, family. They've been taking some major L's, some major losses. Look at Daniel Holtzclaw, the white supremacist who was raping black women. Remember, they didn't want to prosecute that dude, let alone convict him. They did not want to convict that dude. They were doing their best to smear the image of the women that he raped. But you couldn't deny he raped them. Hell, half the women had their cases tossed, by the way. Half those women had their cases tossed. Even though they went to court, he was found not guilty of half those women. So they were trying their best to not let this dude get prosecuted. The only reason he got prosecuted is because of the damn DNA. See, they don't let us come in there and it's just our word. That nasty bastard had semen and coochie juice all on him. So that's what got him. They ain't taking our word over no white dude. They're not doing that, so that's the only, and they reluctantly had to sentence the dude. Because DNA don't lie. And look at Jared. Another dude took an L. He got convicted of child pornography and molestation and all this stuff. He took an L. The affluenza kid that they had in court, was drunk driving, killed four people. And they went to court and literally said he was too rich. He grew up too affluent to know that he was doing something wrong. And the judge gave his ass a slap on the wrist for murder. And this asshole went out and started drinking and driving and getting reckless again. And he got on the run, ran his ass down to Mexico, hiding from the police. And they had to go get him. That's an L for them. They took another L, letting this fucking nutbag loose. And he's out here wilding out, acting a fool again. They got to go down to Mexico to get him because they didn't let him off the hook. They didn't punish him the first time. White supremacy start taking an L. And then in the last couple of weeks, we see the case of our sister, Sandra Bland, who was found dead in a jail cell down in Texas, where she shouldn't have been arrested in the first damn place. A grand jury came back saying that they're not, well, not a grand jury, I don't know what it was, but they said they were not going to prosecute anybody. And just yesterday, with the Tamir Rice case, the little 12-year-old boy who was playing with the toy and the suspected race soldier pulled up and shot him within 2 seconds. Not only did he shoot Tamir Rice and kill him, people forget that that police officer actually lied about what happened. They didn't know there was a video of Tamir Rice. The video was from the community center from across the street. It wasn't no cop dashboard or nothing like that. They didn't know they were being videotaped. And the cop said that they pulled up and told Tamir Rice to drop his weapon 3 times. Go look at that. Go look that up. So this cop actually lied. People leave that out. And when you see the videotape, the kid didn't have a chance. They rolled up. He didn't have the gun in it. Well, the toy is really a toy. He didn't have the toy gun in his hand. He had it in his waistband. He didn't have a chance to do anything. They ran up and blew him away. And the prosecutors there said, "Nah, no crime here. We're not prosecuting anybody." The grand jury said, "We're not going to prosecute nobody." And the white supremacists were online having a field day. And white supremacy is, again, about we say so. They kept saying stuff like, well, he shouldn't have pointed the gun. He shouldn't have did that. Well, he clearly was not pointing the gun. But in the system of white supremacy, when the white supremacist says something, it is so. Because they're white supremacists. And we live in a system of white supremacy. That's how the game works, fam. White supremacy is about we say so. That's what our brother Neely Fuller taught us. Because we say so. The ancient Egyptians are white, not because of history, because history proves there's something else. But we say they're white because we're white supremacists. We run shit. You can't do anything about it. That's what it goes down to. So now people are looking at the justice system and people are looking at America, especially with this Tamir Rice case. The white supremacists, they've taken a lot of L's. And you take a special L when you justify the killing of a child playing with a toy. So the world is looking like, damn, what the hell is up with that, America? You killing children over there? So now, to get the heat off white supremacy and the stench of white supremacy out of the media, all of a sudden, they charged Bill Cosby today with a case from 12 years ago. Now, the reason they charged Bill Cosby, and many people speculate, is again to get some of the attention away from all of these white supremacy losses out here. And there is some validity to that. But another reason why they charged Bill Cosby today was because the statutes of limitations for that case ends in 2016, and that's a couple of days from now. So they hurried up and filed charges before the statutes of limitations ran out this coming Friday, because after Friday they wouldn't be able to file no more, so they hurry up and did it. Now, let's look. This case against Bill Cosby, they said that he fondled some female in his home 12 years ago and fingered her. I don't think she said he banged her or whatever, but the charge was he fingered her or whatever. Now, with this case, it's going to be difficult to prove that because it's a 12-year-old case. And the fact that they were able to charge him without a grand jury, that just shows you, family, you don't need no grand juries to charge nobody. That whole grand jury hustle scam, that's for them to use on us to justify not punishing white supremacists. You don't need a grand jury. This Cosby situation is perfect proof of that. When it comes to us getting killed, the Trayvon Martin, we got to have marches. When it comes to Rakia Boyd, we got to have marches and protests and grand juries and all this stuff. And with Bill Cosby, all they need is the word of somebody from 12 years ago. No rape kit, no DNA, no witnesses, no video, no real evidence. Yet we'll charge him. So now people should be upset about the racial element of it, because this has everything to do with race. Because you do not see comparative cases happening to people in the dominant society. You do not see comparative cases. Let me get some phone calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Call up. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up, who's calling?
This is Derek from Memphis.
Derek from Memphis. How you doing, fam?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
No, I'm just calling up with an opinion on the whole Bill Cosby case.
Talk to me, man. What's on your mind? Talk to me.
Well, since the beginning of this case, I'm pretty much, peeping out the game and everything, and from the word go, in my opinion, I was like, man, if this don't smell set up all the way, and it was just from just the whole case is just irrational from the get-go to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's all about money. It's all about paper. It's really about paper, man. They're trying to get at that brother's paper. That's how it is at the end of the day, man. It boils down to paper. And what's funny, you got a lot of Negroes out here co-signing this white supremacist bullshit. This is about money. When you got Negroes out here talking about, well, man, it's like 50 women. 50 women wouldn't lie. Dude, nigga, if you got hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, you can get 1,000 people to lie. You dig?
Man, if you were that kind of money, man, you can buy a lie.
Yeah, real talk.
If people are lying for a negative $2 bill, they're swerving down. One of those exists if you're going to get them some money.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. But thank you for the call, man. But yeah, man. Shit, we did a story on melanoidnation.org about the backgrounds of most of the women that's making these accusations. These women got shady-ass backgrounds. Some of these women got some real, they got histories of lying and dope smoking and the whole shebang. So these women are telling a lie about a motherfucker doing something to you so you can get some money. It ain't too far-fetched for some of these people. I mean, let's just keep it 110. Let's see who else we got on this phone here. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Bowman in Grand Prairie. How you doing, Mr. Nasheed?
I'm good, man. How you doing, fam?
I'm all right. You know, I think it's very unfortunate about this Bill Cosby situation. But I will say this. I think Mr. Cosby kind of messed up his credibility with the black community when he started kind of, you know, talking about our community. And
I think
we want to support him, but it's kind of like, man, like, we want to be there for you, but look what you said here. And I think it's very unfortunate for him, but I'm more focused on the Tamir Rice situation.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, my thing is this, man. Bill Cosby messed up by doing a lot of stuff, criticizing the black community a little bit too much in front of the dominant society. But I still can't co-sign what they're doing. That's the thing. Even though I disagree with the dude, I can't co-sign the white supremacist agenda at all. That's my thing. All right, but thanks for the call,
right,
man. All right. That's my thing. You know, Bill fucked up, and I've been a big critic of Bill Cosby, but I cannot support the white supremacist agenda. Let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? Hey, this is Mike from the Bay Area, man.
What's up, Mike? You coming to my lecture on the 30th?
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. What kind of question is that?
No doubt. Man, so
yeah,
what's
up, man? But yeah, hey, but with that Bill Cosby thing, man, that's kind of stupid, man. And you is right, man. The system is crazy, man. It's all rigged against us. And it's crazy when you try to tell other black people about it. They look at you like you're a Martian, you know what I mean? But it's psychological, you know, it's psychological trauma. This because somebody ain't holding you down physically, you know?
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro, did you hear that George Lucas interview where he said he sold the franchise to white slaves?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just talked about that earlier, man. That's heavy. That is heavy, man.
Yeah. So that's just like, so what could people say now? You got a white dude saying that he sold to white slave owners.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what could you say? You did?
Exactly. So they can't say I'm reaching now, man. So anyway, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
You dig? But yeah, man, this is the thing, man. This whole Bill Cosby thing, it's another white supremacist agenda. Because the thing is, you cannot find a comparative case. That's my thing. And I want black people, whenever you see the white supremacist trolls asking their dumbass questions and the Negro bedwenches trolling with them, always ask them the trivia question. Show me, if this is not about race that's happening to Bill Cosby, show me a comparative case of a white dude getting charged with rape 10 or 12 years after the fact. Show me the case. And then put the timer on him. I'm waiting. And also with Tamir Rice, when people start talking about, well, Tamir Rice, this is not about race, show me a case of a 12-year-old white kid getting shot and nothing happening to the cop who shot him. Show me an armed 12-year-old with a real gun in white society who got shot by a cop and nothing happened to the cop. We will wait. Put the timer on him. I'm waiting. Ask them more questions. Show us another case. Listen, we can go to OJ. People like using OJ as an example. OJ's in, they got all these movies coming out about OJ. Find me a case of somebody in the white society who has been sentenced to, what, 33 years in jail? I think that's what they gave OJ, something crazy like that. 33 years in jail for stealing his own stuff. Show me any case like that for a white person. See, they dust off the law books for us. They be bringing out laws that don't exist nowhere. They bring up laws for us that they never use on people in the dominant white society. They never show a case of a vigilante shooting a white kid walking home like they shot Trayvon Martin and nothing happening to him. Show that. Show a comparative case. You can't do it. So people try to play dumb when it comes to the race thing, and they got a million excuses as to why it's not race. Let's see who's on the phone. Hold on. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, what's good, King Flex? How would it do? This Paul from D.C.
Hey, what's up, Paul? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to give a quick insight on this Bill Cosby situation. So I was having a conversation with my homies earlier today, and they said if he was white, he's not gonna receive all this backlash he's getting from the press and from people. And one thing that's really surprising me is a lot of black people are supposed to be supporting this guy because, you know, I feel like he's been thrown on the bus enough. We should be supporting him, and people are just kind of shitting on him, and he's just kind of making us look bad, you know?
Yeah, you know, so the thing is, even if you don't want to support him, don't co-sign the white supremacists. My thing, just be neutral.
Exactly.
Don't you do what they do, because let me tell you something. Yesterday, when people found out that Tamir Rice was not going to get justice for him being murdered, a child, people in the dominant white society online, they were quiet as a damn church mouse. They were quiet as shit. They weren't doing all that. They were so quiet. The only ones that were making noise were the white supremacist trolls who were celebrating. But yesterday, Twitter was so quiet yesterday. When Tamir Rice didn't get no justice, everybody was, it was mum's the word. Now with Bill Cosby, Twitter blew up. Everybody has something to say, and they're criticizing us if we don't go along with it. You dig?
Exactly. So, even the Frederick Gray situation, nobody's talking about it because now the cops is not going to be indicted or facing any type of charges, and only people really making noise is people in Baltimore or whoever feels like something should be said. Nobody's really speaking up on it. And I'm just like, hey, come on, man. This is our people. Y'all should be rallying behind this situation, bringing more light to it. You know, with the Tamir Rice situation, nobody's talking about it. I'm like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah,
we started a whole movement because of her. So.
Absolutely, man. But thank you for the call, fam. Let me get a couple of more calls here before I roll out, family. But yeah, man, we got to start coordinating our system just like they do. The white supremacists, they know how to coordinate their system all over the country. Not all over the country, but all over the world. You see how white supremacists coordinate and work with each other? They coordinate and work with each other through the media, through the judicial system. On a grassroots level, they know how to coordinate, man. They know how to play their position. Because you see those prosecutors and I think in Philly, where Cosby is, I think where he was charged, they're assisting the other people working on these other civil cases against them. See, what they do, they throw the ball up and then the other white supremacists, they come and alley-oop.
So they know to throw each other a bone. So in Philly, they know to file these criminal charges because, see, that's going to make him look bad, Bill Cosby, when these people try to file these civil cases. And also because Bill Cosby has filed suit against these other white women out here. No, they dug up a way to kind of drag him back. So these white supremacists, they coordinate, man. They coordinate heavy. Let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, my name is Gene from Long Island, New York.
Oh, what's up, Gene from Long Island? Gene, you black or white, man? You sound kind of white.
I'm black.
Okay.
I'm a brother.
Okay, you sound like an Italian, brother.
I'm Haitian.
You Haitian. There you go. Well, shit, a Haitian brother who sounds Italian. Yeah. All right, brother. There you go. All right, so what's up?
I wanted to know what you think of LeBron James. He's saying he knows little about Tamir Rice.
Oh, shit.
Did you hear that interview?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. He's like, look, you know, I ain't trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be political. I feel him. I feel him to a certain degree. I feel him, but I don't feel him. Because I think more athletes should be involved. I think they should be involved when we see stuff like that. And I talked about that when I was in Ohio. Some of these athletes and some of these sports agencies, and these sports groups, they can say, hey, look, if y'all don't bring justice, if you guys are going to have people getting shot and you're going to have children being shot, well, damn it, we're going to mess up the money in this city. Because I'm not going to play. Now, they should do that. But, you know, I don't want to force them to do that. Because my thing is this. A lot of times, black folks, we will look at our entertainers and public figures and kind of hide behind them so we can get out of doing stuff. You dig?
Okay.
So we got to get off that. So we'll sit up and we'll drink a beer and say, hey, man, how come Keith Sweat ain't out here making some noise for us, man? How come Michael Jordan ain't doing that while you sitting up not doing shit? So the question is, how come you ain't doing nothing? The community should be out here doing some stuff. Don't just put that shit on LeBron now. Don't put it on LeBron. Don't put it on the Browns. Don't put it on the athletes. All of us, we need to get a code and stop with the bullshit and get out here and do something about this stuff.
I mean, he's from Cleveland and wants to call himself a king, so, you know, he's got to say something, you know.
Yeah, but everybody, all the black folks should be saying something because you're in danger in Cleveland and everywhere. All of them should be saying something because it could have happened to anybody. Got it?
That's true.
All right,
I got you.
Thank you for the call,
all
fam.
Right. All right, thanks.
Yes, indeed. That's why, man, y'all need to join me out there in Ohio when I come back out there, man. Like I said, I'll be back in Ohio on February 6th doing a lecture. Y'all get y'all tickets right now at TariqLive.com. Type it in while we're talking right now. TariqLive.com. Get your tickets now for Ohio, my lecture there, and also get your tickets for my Bay Area lecture, which is going to be on January 30th. Let's get a couple of more calls here. What's up? Who's calling? Yo. All right, come on. Y'all don't mess up the floor of the show now. When you call up, don't mess up the flow of the ism. And don't forget, man, I got a brand new lecture video that's going to be posted up on TariqRadio.com. My lecture that I did in Toledo is called Breaking the Cycle. And I'm going to have some previews of that up tomorrow. I put that up on my Facebook page. Very good lecture. A lot of good information in that. You guys are going to really enjoy that. And that will be available for streaming at TariqRadio.com. I talked about a lot of heavy stuff out there in Toledo. And I'm going to upload. I'll upload probably a 5 or 10 minute clip so you guys can get a real good grasp of it and really soak in the game, so that'll make you want to get the whole thing. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Marco from Atlanta.
Marco from Atlanta. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I had a question for you real quick.
Go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
I wanted to know what you thought about that, what's his name, DeAndre Jordan commercial where he dressed up like a woman in drag.
Yeah, they got him too, man. And that's what they do, dude.
They have to do this ritualistic feminizing of black men. That shit is not funny. It ain't cute. Brothers got to stop doing that shit. Having them dress you up as chicks. If brothers don't see the whole con game in that. And speaking of LeBron, they had LeBron in a wig in one of those commercials. Google that. Google LeBron right, James in a wig, that. All right? They had Charles Barkley in full drag.
Right.
You dig? So that's this little ritualistic thing that they do. That shit ain't funny, man.
Right. It's an ongoing thing, man. I used to admire him as a player, but after I seen that, I'm like, man, I can't rock with him.
Yeah. That's some stuff that brothers gonna have to cut out, man, because it's a ritual thing that they do to effeminize you. So that shit is corny at this point, man. But anyway, man, thanks for the call, fam.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here, fam. But don't forget, man, join me live on Ustream this coming Sunday and join me on my lecture tour, man. I'm going to enjoy being out there with the family. Go to TariqLive.com to get tickets for my tour. Also, go to Tariq Radio tomorrow so you guys can get the brand new lecture called Breaking the Cycle. All right, fam? I'm up out of here. I'm going to holla. Y'all have a good night. Feliz Navidad. Happy Kwanzaa. All that good stuff, fam. Y'all have a good one.